بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. This verse in chapter 2, do not say to those who gave their lives, their souls in the way of God, for the cause of God, do not say they are dead. Physically they are dead, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, they are still alive. They are still giving. I said in the first sermon, today, 2019, 1,308 years have passed since the day of Ashura. Look at Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein, who was crushed completely, obliterated, physically obliterated. Nothing has remained from Imam Hussein. Physically, nothing. Imam Zain al-Abidin, his son, came the day like yesterday, the 12th of Muharram. He came to collect his father's body parts that was scattered. He could not find the body. He said, Bani Asad were in that, the tribe who was living in that area. Ituni biqit'ati hasir, a straw mat, because I can't collect, I can't carry my father's body. But look at how he breathes life, energy, enthusiasm, dignity, not only in Muslims, in Hindus, Christians, others and others and others. They attend the sessions of Imam Hussein. They commemorate him. They celebrate him. On the day of Ashura, the camp of Imam Hussein was ransacked, turned into ashes, was destroyed. Umar ibn Sa'd, the first thing he did after murdering Imam Hussein, he turned to his army. He said, أحرقوا بيوت الظالمين. Burn out the camp of those who are wrongdoers. He called Imam Hussein a wrongdoer. But today Imam Hussein in your house has a place, doesn't he? Go back to your house, look at your house. The name Hussein is there. They left him with no house. Even the tent was burned few hours after his martyrdom. Today he has a house in our hearts and everywhere. And we are proud to say, Ya Hussein, because Ya Hussein is the path that leads me to the true God, to the God of justice, to the God of dignity, to the God who does not want me to succumb and submit to the tyrants, to the rogues, to those who only carry the name of Islam, but they are corrupt, to that God. This is the facts about Imam Hussein. My friends, the message of Ashura is a message of dignity, not only for Muslims, but for all mankind. It's a message of universal peace and justice for the entire humanity. And it reignited the passion for justice in every person who puts racism, bigotry aside, bias aside, and he looks at the case of Imam Hussein. He studies the case of Imam Hussein. He will be enchanted with him. It reignites the passion for justice, the passion for real peace, real equality in human societies. So Day of Ashura is not only a day of tragedy for us or sadness, it's also a day of hope, a day of building, a day of moving forward, a day of saving others, a day of celebration for us. That Imam Hussein, our leader, gave his soul and the souls of his family and his children to resurrect. It was a jump start for the Muslim community and non-Muslims worldwide. How many non-Muslims wrote about Imam Hussein? Some of them, they said poetries about Imam Hussein. Non-Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, some people who do not even believe in God, but when they saw the story of Imam Hussein, this story shook their very foundations. And Imam Hussein, my friends, was the path of many people to God. Through him, they recognized God. This year, alhamdulillah, I witnessed in Europe, I was in Manchester, UK. People there, they shared the message of Imam Hussein with others. Through blood drive, you had a blood drive here. May Allah bless you. This is the way we share the message of Imam Hussein. Not just we share the tears and the sadness. We share the resurrection. Imam Hussein is about resurrection. Ihya ul-Ummah. To revive the Ummah, to resurrect the Ummah, to bring back Ummah to dignity, to life. And there was food drive. Some of them could not afford giving food to others. They will give these bottles of water to others on the day of Ashura to tell them this is symbolic that this leader died of thirst. He didn't drink this water. We give you the water today so we can remember his sacrifice. This is how we should share the message of Ashura. Some people believe only in Sha'air. I'm not against Sha'air. I'm one of the one who commemorates them. But in the West, we have a different message. Sometimes you are sitting in Qom, in Najaf, 99.9% of Nabatiya, 99.9% of people are yourself. Enjoy your time. Do whatever you like to do. But when you are in downtown Los Angeles, when you are in Manhattan, New York, you are sharing the message of Imam Hussein with others. You have to relate to them. They have to understand and appreciate the meaning of what Imam Hussein did. So you have a different role here. Different type of Sha'air here. Some people think Sha'air is only when you use Zanjil. No, sometimes you give water to the thirsty. You give shelter to the homeless. This is also Sha'air. Imam Hussein came to save the humanity. This is the core message of Imam Hussein. Serving, sacrificing, giving, sharing with others. Helping people. This is what we have to do. Our main message in the West, in America, in Europe, in Canada, elsewhere, to present Imam Hussein through reason, through aql. And through emotions too. But we do the right things. We should not hurt Imam Hussein. Some people, they do hurt Imam Hussein unknowingly, naively. They are naive. You tell him, why do you do this? He says, I was raised in my village. In India, in Pakistan, in Iran, in Iraq, in Lebanon. But that is your village. You are here not in a village. You are here in Los Angeles in the West. You have to tell the people the truth about Imam Hussein. Bring dignity to the cause of Imam Hussein. It's about awareness, my friends. It's about awareness, and we have to address this issue every season. It's good to do your Sha'air, maybe in your home, in your mosque. But when you go out, be very careful. Be careful of how you present your cause. Do good service to Imam Hussein. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi'allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, إنك مجيب الدعوات، إنك غافر الخطيئات، إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. My friends, we will continue inshallah the atmosphere of Muharram and Safar and the passion that you had during these 10 days, the first 10 days should continue with you, should not die out. You have a message of continuing the teachings of Imam Hussein, the message of Imam Hussein, the light of Imam Hussein, the guidance of Imam Hussein, and sharing it with the rest of your community. Allahumma munna ala mardana bil shifa'i wal afiyah wa ajjil fi faraj sayyidina wa maulana sahib al asr wal zaman wa ila arwah al mu'minin wal mu'minat thawab al fatiha ma'a salati ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.